East Coast Breakfast.
This week, we're heading to South Korea, and we are thrilled to chat to Alzia Koekamo, who is living and working in Jaecheon, I think is how you say it. Good morning, Alzia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the radio today.
Firstly, Koekamo or Koekamo?
Koekamo. Very Afrikaans.
So when you were preparing to move to South Korea, what did you expect, and what was like the big surprise? Like, you're like, oh, I didn't expect this about South Korea.
The thing is, in South Korea, we have our own type of Google. It's called Naver. So when you Google South Korea, you'll find a lot of information. But for Jaecheon, my town specifically, when I researched it, I promise you the first picture or all the pictures that popped up on Google were of the old traditional Korean, it's called Hanok houses. They come from, like, they're 500 years old. It's just mud paths everywhere. Oh, and then when I came here and I was like, this is like very, very fancy. And, you know, everything is paved here. We don't even have hiking trails that don't have a wooden path. It's really the experience of a lifetime.
How long have you been there now?
In a few months, it'll be 6 years.
Wow.
So, you know, I feel so old when I say that out loud.
You must know more about humanity and mankind than your friends who never left South Africa.
That is true. I feel very blessed in that regard. As a teacher, I think, but that's just not, it's not just a, you know, me thing or a Korea thing. I think all educators around the world feel undervalued, especially in this day and age with the kids that, you know, occupy the seats in our classes. It's just whether you're there or not, it makes no difference to them. It doesn't feel like that every day, but it is, you need to, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, okay, I'm going to be the best teacher I can be today.
Mm. Give me a typical day of a South African living and working in Jaecheon. What would that look like?
Okay, so a normal day as a Hagwon teacher, that's the type of school I work at. So my day would begin by eating breakfast. My working hours at the moment are from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the evening. So I get to explore my town in the morning. So I'll get to go to the bank and run some errands. And then I, you know, get to start work at 1 p.m. and then I'll teach straight through until 8 p.m. and then I usually get home, and that's when the K-drama comes out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's like rinse, wash and repeat.
What's breakfast in South Korea, or for you?
I love eating kimbap. Kimbap is like a seaweed roll with rice pressed firmly on the inside. And then you get strips of vegetables like carrot and radish with your meat of choice. Sometimes it's spam, bulgogi. Bulgogi is a type of meat that we have here. It's kind of a sweet pork. And then you roll the seaweed into a, like a very long sausage, and then you cut it up into pieces. It's the best thing.
Wow. Alzia, thank you for sharing your fascinating journey and giving us a glimpse into the life of South Korea. But I think it's more of a glimpse of a South African in South Korea.
감사합니다. 운동피자, 운동적인가 무엇을 도와드릴까요?
안주?
네.
페퍼로니 피자, 마에오, 에세오요.
네, 페퍼로니 있어요. 네. 네네.
안준 하세요. 주문하고 싶습니다.
Do you want a delivery?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you want delivery, you can order early delivery after.
Oh.
얼마냐고요?
Uh-huh.
아, 저희 18,500원, 18,500.
500. How much is that in dollar?
Dollar?
Yeah.
About 19 or 20 dollar.
19? Dollar. Oh, okay. 감사합니다.
아, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. 안녕. 谢谢. 안녕.
Thank you.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.